Stephen has his lighter on his phone out here. How fun is that, huh?
Right. The flame went out.
We haven't even started yet. We already got
his flame went out. He ran out of fluid in his phone.
What it happens there, Stephen? If you tilt it, does it blow itself out? Oh, look at that!
Nice.
That's classic.
Oh my goodness!
That is
I've
classic.
All
right, yeah. False start. Before here we go. We're now connected. We got
welcome to Thursday.
Listen, Joseph connected and Rafi's connected. We got two of them. Two of them that managed to fall back, regroup, and reconnect. So God bless them. Let's praise some God. Oh, got a third one that came in. Oh, Mary connected. Lady connected. Hey, blessings to you guys.
Hi,
great to
Mary.
See you. Oh, well, at least see your name anyway. So you can see us, but we can't see you. What's wrong with this picture? And I'll reconnect that other one later. We can do without that one. Because Tom has got the clicker, and they should be seeing the words, and they do. Karen, go ahead. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders this world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind a stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above all. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders this world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind the stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above. Crucified, laid behind the stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground, took the fall and thought of me above all, like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above all. That's a pretty song, isn't it? Who else has joined us here? I see Tiffany. Hey, Todd, your lovely bride is on here.
Hi, honey.
Tiffany. Patty's with us. Leah's with us. Doris Aaron is with us. God bless Doris. Yeah, we saw Doris. I had lunch with Denny a couple weeks ago, 10 days ago or so. Good to see you on here, Doris. God with us. What did we decide? Kipo Sue, I think we decided, didn't we? What did we decide? No, no, he wasn't. It was you and me. What did we decide? Did we decide we like two or zero? I don't remember what we decided. Two, Karen. God with us on her. Kipo Sue. So you're first to be an A. Of course, the guitars get to start this one. God is with us all the time, isn't he? All the time, God is good. He is with us. But who are we, right? Who are we that you would be mindful of us? What do you see that's worth looking our way? We are free in ways that we never should be. Sweet release from the grips of these chains. Like hinges straining from the weight, my heart no longer can keep from singing. All that is within me cries, for you alone be glorified. Emmanuel, God with us. My heart sings a brand new song. The dead is paid, these chains are gone. Emmanuel, God with us.
No, our hearts don't deserve your glory. Still you show a love we can't afford.
Like hinges straining from the weight, my heart no longer can keep from singing. All that is within me cries, for you alone be glorified. Emmanuel, God with us. My heart sings a brand new song. The debt is paid, these chains are gone. Emmanuel, God with us.
Such a tiny offering compared to Calvary. Nevertheless, we lay it at your feet. Such a tiny offering compared to Calvary. Nevertheless, we lay it at your feet.
All that is within me cries, for you alone be glorified. Emmanuel, God with us. My heart sings a brand new song. The debt is paid, these chains are gone. Emmanuel, God with us. All that is within me cries, for you alone be glorified. Emmanuel, God with us. My heart sings a brand new song. The debt is paid, these chains are gone. Emmanuel, God with us.
Such a tiny offering compared to Calvary.
Amen. It is tiny, isn't it? Compared to what Jesus did for us on the cross. Hello, Mark and Jacqueline, Steve, Tom. Judy Rambo's on here. She's got to bring her group in here for us. CSA, I see. I also see Matthew and Greg. God bless you guys. Great. Glad you could join us. Join us this evening. Join us in worship.
I just got to the draw first.
What's that?
Touche. remember.
Yeah. Do it. Let's do it in F. Do the whole thing in F, just traditional. For Amazing Grace, yeah. What? You don't like F? I can sing it better in F than I can in G. All right. You know what? So I've got to send out a new rev for the band here. So you know what? Let's just do the first three verses. Let's be different. We're just going to do the first three verses of Amazing Grace. There's actually six, all right? We're going to do the first three verses of Amazing Grace. And that's only because I didn't send out a new revision for these guys here tonight, musically wise. So, Karen, set us up here. Sing along with us.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the eye I first believed. Many dangers, toils, and snares I have already gone. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me.
I wanted to do all six. It was flowing nicely, wasn't it? Sorry, guys. Didn't have all of it lined up there right. All right. So every now and then we stumble across these songs that are just kind of just fun, right? Fun kind of. What do we call this song, Todd?
I can't sing it.
Not blue. It's kind of a cross between a. It's not quite bluegrass, but it's kind of countryish. It's kind of blue. I don't even know what to call this thing.
Folk.
Is that what we're going to call it?
Yes, sir.
Folk music. It's folk music.
Okay, we can work with that. Who else has joined us here? We still got, I see Greg, all right.
All right, remember, now the fun part is...
I got to get in my head again.
The fun part is, you can start this in rhythm.
Go for it. Scott, let's see if we can figure this out.
And by faith we can see it afar. Oh, the Father who waits away.
We forgot to do the capo.
You're right. Hold on a second. Let's stop. Let's stop this one. They got to hear this on the right key. All right. This is good. This is, we get, yeah.
Well, we were in the right key.
No. We're doing capo 2 on this one, all right? We were a whole step lower for poor Brandon. And I was thinking, man, that's awfully low for Brandon. And Brandon's thinking, this is awfully low for me.
You know what, Brandon goes with the punches and did a fantastic job.
And for those of us who've not been with us on Thursday nights before, welcome to Thursday nights. We practice.
You got the whole crazy crew.
We always have a good time. This gives us a chance to make it right. So let's try and make it.
1, 2, 3, 4. There's a land that is fairer than day. And by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of bliss, and our spirit shall sorrow no more. Not a sigh for blessings of rest
in the sweet
bye.
We shall meet on that beautiful shore
in the sweet
bye. We shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Blessings that hallow our days.
In the sweet
by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
In the sweet
by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
In the sweet
by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
In the sweet by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Yeah, that kind of worked.
I mean, I like on verse 3, I ended up just cutting out completely and just scratching with them.
Scratch worked.
It was easier.
Of course, a scratch worked. Let's see. Oh, Nancy's joined us.
Of course, we play Father
Larry has joined us.
So I started scratching. Yeah, and your dad's been awful. Scratching all day.
That's good. Yeah, Poison Ivy. He's been scratching all day with Poison Ivy, right? Ah! Karen, let's go through To God Be the Glory. It's short enough, and it's a pretty song. Let's get in the right key. I always follow what she does. If the key's off, I'm hosed. Thank you.
To God be the glory, great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life an atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes that woman from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Great things he has taught us, great things he has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done.
Look at that. Kyle McNeely has joined. Remember? You remember, Karen? Did you hear that? Kyle McNeely is watching. Yeah. Former pastor here. Blessings to you, Kyle. Michael Pate's on here, too. Wow. Michael Pate's on here. He's in Texas, yes. Unless he's moved in the past year or so and I missed it, but I think he's still in Texas. All right. We're doing a costume change for our last song. For those who are first time joining with us, we like to put Christian lyrics to songs we grew up with. This one actually came from Righteous Pop Music. If you do a Google for RPM, Righteous Pop Music, you can actually find, they actually have CDs where they have a lot of these sold. But we always have a lot of fun running through these. You got the sound there, Brandon?
I have sound.
You have a sound, okay.
I have a sound.
All right.
You get up every morning from your alarm clock's warning and take the love of Christ into the city. There are people there in need of the love of Christ indeed. They need our help and don't need our pity. Because the Bible says to love others as ourselves, to take his love and give it all away. Of the gospel and the joy, that's how we should be employed. I love to help my neighbor all day. And we'll be taking care of others
every day.
Taking care of others
everywhere.
We'll be taking care of others. Taking care of others and working overtime.
Reach out.
If it were easy as fishing, you could have a big mission while playing video games and watching TV. But when your neighbor's saying, ouch, you gotta get up off the couch. Cause putting others first is not that easy. There's a lost and dying world full of needy boys and girls, and Jesus doesn't want it that way. It's a call we can't avoid, it's how we should be employed. We got to help our neighbor all day. And we'll be taking care of others
every day.
Taking care of others
every way.
We'll be taking care of others.
It's divine.
Taking care of others and working overtime.
Oh, yeah. He's got the cowbell. More cowbell. Taking care of others.
Woo! Taking care of others. 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 Every way we'll be taking care of others. It's divine. Taking care of others and working overtime.
Yeah, Brandon wants to keep going. Bless God. Give me a moment here to switch microphones. I got to find my microphone. See who else has joined us on here. So I see, looks like Scott has also joined us here too. Welcome, Scott. One, two. Okay, how's this guy going to work for us today?
All right. One, two, three.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, that'll work. Screw this guy. Feel like I'm missing something. You doing what? Oh, really? Oh, wow. So you're going to be here for all kinds of stuff then. Good. Thanks, Karen. All right. Bless God, Karen is hanging out with us. She's doing good. Doing good indeed. Give me just a moment here. Okay, well, again, for those who are first joining, who haven't joined with us before on Thursday nights, we like to praise. Bless God, don't we? We like to bless God. We like to take prayer requests. So I'm going to turn my phone on here so I can get see requests roll through. Because the way Facebook Live works, they'll type something. Somebody else types something, and it rolls off the screen. So I kind of have to keep an eye on it to kind of watch it live so we don't miss out on anything here. Let's see. See, there's already a couple on here. Hopefully I haven't missed any prior. So, all right, I'm going to write these down real quick before we get into a message here. Judy's here singing with us. Judy, I need you here singing with us. Thanks for singing with us, but I want you in the building here. Nancy Lee has got a prayer request. She said, pray for me. I have a red spot on my leg that is not healing. The underneath of the skin is exposed and don't know what it is. All right, well, bless God, Nancy. We're going to lift you up there. At the end here, we get everybody in a circle. We hold hands. Might not have very many people holding hands, but that's okay. We're two or more gathered, right? It's a little light this evening, but that's no... Well, we're lifting you up, Nancy, for that red spot on your leg. It's a red spot. You must shrink and go away. I'm expecting Nancy to give us a good report even before we lift us in prayer, because we're claiming this now in prayer. So the red spot on the leg, you got to go. And Judy, pray for a dear friend of mine who lives in Florida who is battling cancer. Yeah, absolutely, Judy. So for Judy's friend in Florida, battling cancer. And as I said, for others as you go along, please feel free to share some requests through here. As I kind of keep tabs on all this other stuff, oh, that'd be good. Well, as you know, sometimes the guy gives me a message to prepare for you. Actually, not very often. So guess what? We're going to see what God does today. We're going to see what God does today. Give me a moment here. Now let's see where we are. All right. God opens us up to Psalm 69. Let's see what God's going to try and tell us what's going on here. It's kind of neat. One of the things that's kind of neat with the Psalms is... sometimes they'll go ahead and actually tell you what the tune was. Of course, it doesn't really mean a lot to me what the tune was, but it meant a lot, obviously, to the Israelites. This actually was to the tune of the lilies of David. And I'm sure someone somewhere has that tune, but I don't know what that tune is. But this is Psalm 69. It says, save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. Now, isn't that interesting, good for right now? There's a lot of places have been getting flooding of late, too. Of course, we have some other places, too, that they're just the opposite, right? I mean, they're in need of the water. See you, Todd. It said, I sink in the miry depths where there is no foothold. I have come into the deep waters. The floods, they engulf me. I am worn out, calling for help. My throat is parched. My eyes fail, looking for my God. Those who hate me without reason outnumber the hairs on my head. My enemies, many are my enemies without cause, those who seek to destroy me. Same thing happens today, right? Same thing. We got all the darkness comes against us. I am forced to restore what I did not steal. So obviously it's been falsely accused is what they're making here. Don't we get falsely accused so often? You know my folly, O God. My guilt is not hidden from you. May those who hope in you not be disgraced because of me, O Lord, the Lord Almighty. May those who seek you not be put to shame because of me, O God of Israel. Now, isn't this so David at this point is, and actually, you know what, it doesn't specifically say, yeah, it is say of David. So David at this point is saying, hey, look, you know, I've kind of been messing up here. You know, don't let my mistakes cause others to follow and do similar or make the similar mistakes. For I endure scorn for your sake, and shame covers my face. I'm a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my own mother's sons. For zeal for your house consumes me, and the insults of those who insult you fall on me. All right. So David, you know, he was getting overloaded, right? And I know sometimes we feel that way too. When I weep and fast, I must endure scorn. When I put on sackcloth, people will make sport of me. And I remember you put on sackcloth when you're mourning or fasting, something that was not necessarily a good and pleasant thing. And those who sit at the gate mock me, and I am the song of the drunkards. So at this point, you know, David's gone through now, 12 verses, and pretty much said, I'm scum, all right? I'm the bottom of the earth. I'm a worm, you know? I mean, I was like, gee. But then in 13, look what he says. He says, but I pray to you, O Lord, in the time of your favor, in your great love, O God, answer me with your sure salvation. Rescue me from the mire. Do not let me sink. Deliver me from those who hate me and from the deep waters. Do not let the flood waters engulf me or the depths swallow me up or the pit close its mouth over me. Answer me, O Lord, out of the goodness of your love and your great mercy, turn to me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer me quickly, for I am in trouble. So remember, the first part of this, he's saying, I got problems. I got problems. See, guys. He's saying, I got problems. He said, but then he actually turns and he says, hey, I'm going to pray to God. Because he knows God hears him. In our time of need, God is there. Come near and rescue me. Redeem me because of my foes. You know how I am surrounded, disgraced, and shamed. All my enemies are before you. Right, so at this point, David is acknowledging, look, God is up to you. You got to do this. And it's the same way today. God has got to take care of this for us. We can't take this. You know, vengeance is mine, says the Lord, right? He's going to take care of these things. And that's a hard thing with our human nature, isn't it? It's a really hard thing. A couple other ones have joined here. Christine is in here. Chris and Ted, welcome. Scorn has broken my heart and has left me helpless. I looked for sympathy, but there was none. For comforters, but I found none. They put gall in my food and gave me vinegar for my thirst. Now that's prophetic, okay, for Jesus. I'll read that one again to you. So Psalm 69, that was actually verse 21. They put gall in my food and gave me vinegar for my thirst. You remember Jesus on the cross, they put the vinegar soaked in the sponge, you know, that they were holding up to him for that. May the table set before them become a snare, may it become retribution of a trap. He goes, and matter of fact, Spirit's kind of leading me to kind of stop there. He's kind of going through, it's like, look, make them pay, right? Make them pay. Now the human side is saying, come on. I want to see this. I want to see this happen. So it's interesting how God led us to Psalm 69 on that. So let's see what happens on the New Testament side. All right, which one's it going to be, Lord? Chapter 3 or chapter 4? 4. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 4. And the title of the section is called The Apostles of Christ. All right. So then, men ought to regard us as servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the secret things of God. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. Boy, isn't that the truth? As you remember, many times we're told, you mentioned it last week, Stephen, whoever given little must do much with it, with the talents. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Precisely. The parable where the rich man gave the 10, 5, and 1, right? Yep. And you're right. Exactly. The one who didn't do anything was very disappointing. So continuing on. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3, it says, I care very little if I am judged by you or by any human court. Indeed, I do not even judge myself. My conscience is clear, but that doesn't make me innocent. It is the Lord who judges me. Now, how cool is that, right? Because we just talked about that, right? God's got to be the judge there. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of men's hearts. And at that time, each will receive his praise from God. Now, brothers, I have applied these things to myself and Apollos for your benefit, so that you may learn from us and the meaning of the saying, do not go beyond what is written. Then you will not take pride in one man over or against another. For who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive? Right? Everything's a gift from God, right? So what do you have? Essentially, what did you earn on your own, right? What do you have? And if you did not receive it, why do you boast as though you did not? Already you have all you want. Already you have become rich. You have become kings and that without us. How I wish that you really had become kings so we might be kings with you. For it seems to me that God has put us apostles on display at the end of the procession. Remember Jesus talked about the first shall be last, right? And the last shall be first. Like men condemned to die in the arena. So, you know, so Paul at this point saying, hey, you know, we get spit on, we get, you know, we're not held in high esteem. We've been made a spectacle to the whole universe, to angels as well as to men. We are fools for Christ, as we're called to be. But you are so wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are honored, we are dishonored. To this very hour, we go hungry and thirsty. We are in rags, we are brutally treated, we are homeless. We work hard with our own hands. And when we are cursed, we bless. Because then God calls it, he tells us to bless those who curse us, right? So they bless those who are blessing those who curse them. When we are persecuted, we endure it. When we are slandered, we answer kindly. It is up to this moment we have become the scum of the earth. I love this translation. It's right there. It talks of, up to this moment we have become the scum of the earth, the refuse of the world. I'm not writing this to shame you, but to warn you as my dear children, even though you have 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I became your father through the gospel. Therefore, I urge you to imitate me. All right, so Paul is saying, hey, I'm showing you here what Jesus showed me, so do what I'm doing. For this reason, I am sending you Timothy, my son whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord, and he will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus, which agrees with what I teach everywhere in the church. And it's almost done here. So some of you have become arrogant as if I were not coming to you. But I will come to you very soon, if the Lord is willing, and then I will find out not only how these arrogant people are talking, but what power they have. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. It's a powerful verse, isn't it? 1 Corinthians 4:20. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. Talk all you want, but our actions speak a lot louder than words, don't they? So what do you prefer? Shall I come to you with a whip? Or in love and with a gentle spirit. What's your preference, Tom? The whip or in love? You don't think you'd like the whip, I think you're right. Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, you're right. I mean, sometimes it, because you're right, correct. The Bible does talk about to train up a child. Hindsight's always 20/20, isn't it? Should I or shouldn't I? Hello, Ted and John and Glennis and Joseph. Yeah, there's different ways things work. Hey, while we're talking over here, what kind of prayer requests we have for you, my friend? For Stephen? Yeah. Right. Jeff's son, Ben, okay. So his immune system isn't strong, and they're thinking it was a genetic. All right, we need to speak the strength then into that immune system. Yeah, God will rearrange your DNA too. Hey, God, nothing's impossible for God. Amen. Yeah. Right. We're lifting up Ben then for that strength into that immune system. God just takes care of that. Is he home right now? He's not in the hospital now, is he? Okay. Okay. So for Ben. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. At least he's not in a bubble. That's right. His immune system isn't that weak, but that's good. Yeah. Right. Amen. Amen. Let's see here. There's how much fear. Yeah. Glennis, thank you. Glennis Ruth writes that, not a prayer request, but there's a time for the love and the gentle spirit. Time for the whip, and there's time for the love. Yeah, that's what we talked about on here. Absolutely. Thank you, Glennis. And for anybody else listening now, too, we're taking some prayer requests. So if you have some, click them on, type them on in, please. We're going to be getting in our little prayer circle here shortly. Anything else, my friend there, Steve? You're good? Yourself been doing well? Still holding true? Excellent. Nice. Yeah. Okay, all right. So school's going well, too. Good. Good. Keep pressing on. So for school also. Success in school. Absolutely. Absolutely. I should save you for last. Rita, how are things for you, Rita? Yeah. This friend of yours went to Europe then, okay. Really? Oh, wow. That's sad. Okay, so this friend was in Europe. Her mom passed here in the States. And then the family didn't even tell her that she had passed, I guess. Oh, they told her. All right, they told her, but they didn't give her enough time to get home to actually attend the visitation funeral. Wow. That's, yeah, that can cause a rift. Yeah, so we speak peace for that. Yeah, wow. Yeah, for Pam, absolutely. Wow. Absolutely, yeah, I understand that. That's sad. I mean, it's especially sad because it's avoidable. You know, it was that's sad. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, of course not. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's sad. That's sad. Anything else? You're looking good. Feeling well? Okay. Good. 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 It's great. Well, it's great to have you singing with us tonight too. Thank you. That's good, Brother Tom. Do you have a list for me? She went from children's to Claremont. Well, she's 26, right? Okay. She went from children's out to a home in Claremont County. I thought she was initially, was she actually in an official hospice at one point? Or is this still considered to be hospice?
No.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Okay. This is back to children's. Okay, so went from children's, went out to a home, fever. Oh, in less than 24 hours, the fever goes up. Now she's going back down to children's. Ooh, that's, yeah, no fun being sick, especially riding in the back of an, I presume that she's riding in the back of a, one of the squads, yeah, or the private ambulance, I presume, is probably what normally does that. Yeah, wow. Really? Oh, gee. Call Uber to take you to the hospital, huh? Wow. Yeah, the county has money. You have any good news for me, Tom? Don't think too hard now. That's funny enough to say. So we got through the full moon without anything major happening. Okay. That's a good thing. Oh. Okay. Okay. For those that are listening and they don't see Tom here, Tom is a guardian. So he gets the court assigns him some interesting cases as Tom rolls his eyes. That's an understatement, I guess, right? through the courts, so people who are, what's the right way to describe it? There you go. Yeah, indigent, mentally ill, where they can't make decisions on their own, the court assigns him. All right. Hey, Richie. And Jean, and Betsy, and Jay. Yeah. So he gets what the court assigns to him. So he, God bless you, Tom. God bless you. We need men like you that can get it done. Men and women like you that can get it done, and they do, right? So it takes a special personality for that. Nobody's asked, but I always have to say, right? So things I'm lifting up, obviously, over what we have on our list here and what we picked up. So if anybody has any other prayer requests, please get them here. Please type them on Facebook here for us in the next couple minutes. Emmaus Walk. The Emmaus Walks are coming up. Okay, the Women's Walk is next week. I think so far they have confirmed 12, I think, which is kind of their minimum number, but they can take as many as, I think almost 40 is actually the high on the high end of it. So there's still plenty of time, plenty of space. And for those who aren't familiar, it's northernlightsemmaus.org. That's EMMAUS, northernlightsemmaus.org. And you can click on walks, and you can actually, there's a nice video actually that kind of explains what the walks are about. A guy in Australia actually put something together, because the walks are done the same worldwide. And it's a spiritual walk, it's not a physical walk, okay? So you can roll through that. And then the men's walk will be in October. October 11th, I think. I'm losing track of days. 13th? Maybe this is the 13th. Anyway, but these are 3-day events. You arrive on a Thursday evening, you're there Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and you leave Sunday late afternoon, 4 or 5 o'clock or so, is when you're out of there. But for me, it was a mountaintop experience, so we're certainly lifting up the Emmaus Walks and all the fun with that. So I get to speak at the Women's Walk next week. Next Friday is when I get to speak. And I'm doing a clergy talk. Other than that, all the other speakers are women, so I get to be the lone. I'm representing the men. God help us. God help us. Okay. Let's see. Circle up here. Let's get in our fun circles. Let's see what we can do here with this. If we can spin this guy around. Yeah, kind of, isn't it? Yeah, oops, hit the wrong button. I don't need that. Okay, what happened here? Oh, I got to turn it on. There we go. Let's spin this around for our circle. So people can join us in our prayer circle here.
So you remember I told you we're running a little lighter today. Typically we have like 6 to 8 to 12. I mean, it's just kind of just varies all over the place, right? But hey, come here, friend. Let's join up. Join up. Join up because God is good. God is good. So we're lifting all this up in the name of Jesus. So we just, we're going to get to go down the list. So Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We're lifting up Nancy Lee. Lord, she's got some kind of a funky red spot that's on her leg. And it's just not being healed. But Lord, we know you are the great physician. You are the great healer. So Lord, I thank you as we call upon your mighty touch to come upon Nancy, to come upon that spot on her leg and her entire body, mind, and spirit, Lord, as she is made fully whole right now in the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. So we speak to the mountain. We speak to the mountain and commanding it bow. So thank you, Daddy, for perfectly perfect skin, just like the lepers were healed. You know, nothing's impossible for God. So I thank you, Lord, that that is made whole for Nancy. We're lifting up Judy's friend that's in Florida. She's battling cancer. Cancer is a lie. It's a wicked lie from the enemy. It's a torment that it doesn't belong. It doesn't belong upon any of us. So, Lord, I thank you for your touch and comfort upon Judy's friend right now. As we come against cancer, we speak to that cancer. We speak to that mountain. And like Jesus said, all it takes is a little faith, and you can command that mountain to just leap into the sea, right? Just go. So we speak to that cancer for this friend of yours, Judy. And can anybody else listening, any cancers, any of that garbage, go right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, that's got to go. Lord, we're lifting up Ben. We're lifting up Ben, who's, they finally figured out it's something issue with the immune system. Which they think may be genetic. But Lord, you know, it doesn't matter if it's genetic or whatever, Lord, because you are the creator. You can rewire and you can reconfigure. So Lord, I thank you as we speak the strength of Jesus Christ into that immune system. As he's just made perfectly perfect, he's made whole. So no weapon, Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against him shall prosper and no tongue shall condemn. For thus is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, says God. We are made righteous in Christ by her faith in Christ. So I thank you, Lord, that he receives strength into that immune system. And I thank you, Lord, for great success for Brother Stephen through school and as his health has been just getting better and better. I just thank you, Lord, just more and more. Perfectly perfect, man.
If we could also pray away my gaining weight.
Yes. Yeah. Well, okay. Well, then give him the balance.
I'm eating way too much sheep stuff, but that's the all I can afford.
Right. Okay, well then, Lord, give him an appetite for what's healthy, and take away the hunger for the stuff that's putting on the weight. Yeah, we all wrestle with that at different times. We all wrestle with that. We know. I know, my friend. Oh man, I know. And Lord, we know how the enemy likes to find different ways and opportunities to bring strife amongst us, especially upon families. And Daddy, right now, we know there's a lot of hurt happening for Pam and her family, with the passing of her mother and this. Lord, we talked about it through here. We talked about, we just have to give this stuff to you. So we just speak a peace for Pam, a peace and forgiveness. And for the family just to be reconciled, Lord, because it's a hard thing for some of us to understand how these things can happen. But that's what the devil does. He finds different ways to twist and manipulate and justify. You know, we walk down these paths where we make one compromise at a time, and it seems like a little thing, right? And next thing you know, this is gone and that is gone and that is gone. We see that in Roe versus Wade, right? One compromise. Well, what happened to the sanctity of life, right? And I'm not going to get political on this, but come on. God made it very clear what's going on here, and technology just proves it. One compromise at a time is exactly how the enemy works. He gets into churches and does the same thing, right? One thing at a time. We got to stand strong in all of them, every one. Lord, I thank you for Tom's heart for others. how you've blessed him to take care of and guide so many different people. And Lord, we're still standing in faith for this young lady, this 26-year-old young lady that has just been dealing with problem after problems, with health, with family, just, So Lord, we just thank you that thy will be done. Thy will be done, Lord. Thy will be done. You take care of this. That's all we can do. That's all we can lift up. And Lord, I'm thanking you for the Emmaus walks coming up here, the women's walk coming up next week, the men's walk in October. Thank you, Lord, for the team that has been assembled. And I thank you, Lord, that you light a hunger, light a fire into some people to attend this. Because for me, it was a mountaintop experience. It was amazing, absolutely amazing. So, Lord, bring them. Bring them to help them understand your agape love, your unconditional love that just surpasses all understanding. Because that's what happens on these 3 days. It just builds and builds. It's like, wow, can it get better? And the next day gets better. And wow, can it, and the next day gets better. And then on that last day, you don't even want to leave. You don't even want to leave, but you got to get back to the world, the reality of the world. But thank you, Lord, for your blessings upon those. And there's many more walks than ours, of course, done across the world. So I thank you for lifting up all those in the name of Jesus. You guys got anything else? We're good. Say the Lord's Prayer. Say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. That's all. God's good, isn't he? God's good. Anybody need laying of hands or anything? We're in good shape. God is good. I love when God is good. Isn't that good? All right. Well, we're getting to say goodbye to our Facebook folks. I'm glad you joined. We're able to join along with us. Say, bless God. Your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has already done. He already paid the price. We just got to lay it at the foot of the cross. So, Lord, I thank you, whoever's been seeking you, whoever's trying to grab hold and get more of you and get all the junk out of the way. We just speak the life, the strength, and the glory power of Yeshua Christ Jesus into you, commanding the darkness go. So receive it, believe it, and we will see you next week. God bless. Have an awesome rest of the week.